And hello, I'm Brooke Baldwin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. And here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Bleak day on Wall Street as Lehman Brothers files for bankruptcy. The storied investment bank spent the weekend looking for suitors, but when talks fell through, the only option was bankruptcy. The effect on the U.S. markets was profound. The Dow Jones dropped by hundreds of points in the first minutes of trading. And official numbers put the death toll from Hurricane Ike at 15 in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Millions of people in Texas are without power right now, and thousands have no clean drinking water. Gulf Coast residents whose homes, as you can see here, just damaged or many of them destroyed by the storm will have to stay even longer in shelter. And you might have noticed a change in gas prices after Hurricane Ike. AAA says the national average has jumped 17 cents since Friday. It is now sitting at $3.84. And some people, can you believe this? They're paying more than $5 a gallon in some parts of the country. Analysts say this should be temporary because Ike did not cause as much damage as feared. And in Nigeria, a rebel group is making good on a declaration of an oil war. Rebels claim they have stormed a Shell oil facility and burned it to the ground. That attack comes just one day after the group sent a warning to companies. The rebel group wants the government, the federal government, to send more revenues to the impoverished oil-producing South. And you just saw some live pictures from Las Vegas. Opening statements have begun in O.J. Simpson's trial. He and a former golfing buddy have pleaded not guilty to 12 different charges, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and conspiracy. Just over a year ago, Simpson and five other men confronted two sports memorabilia dealers in a Las Vegas hotel room. Prosecutors say some of the men were armed. Simpson says he was only trying to reclaim some of his stolen personal property. If convicted of the most serious charge here, both men could go to prison for life. And those are some of the headlines this hour. Of course, stay with CNN for more on those stories and other news of the day.